Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
We may study electricity as a science and learn all of the theoretical truths concerning it, but until we find the switch and turn it on in our own home, it has no application to us. This is a graphic illustration of the Christian life that we have been seeing in the marvelous book of Romans. And we're going to focus on the switch today on our life study of the Bible with Witness Lee. And Francis Ball has been kind enough to join us once again today. Francis, welcome back to the life study of Romans.
Yes, and I'm anxious to get into this marvelous matter of the switch.
We touched it briefly, Francis, in a program or two past, but it's such a marvelous illustration. I'm very happy also that we're going to be coming back to it today. Francis, as we look at this illustration of electricity, we all need to locate the switch that's in our being. This is one of the most practical messages I can remember in the life study.
Yes, Chris, electricity is really a wonderful illustration even of God himself. And to know God or to experience God, it's much like experiencing electricity. Without the electric switch, there's not much way you can contact electricity. It is invisible, yet powerful. It's mysterious, yet very available. To use electricity, we need to know where the electrical switch is. In this message, we will see how to locate that switch and how wonderfully simple it is to contact what we may call the heavenly electricity, to touch the Lord and to receive all his riches. Our spirit is the place where the triune God is installed. When we called upon him, we received him, he was installed as this heavenly electricity into our spirit. We can touch and contact the triune God with this switch just by calling on the name of the Lord from deep within our being. This is a very practical way to bring all the riches of Christ into our experience.
Well, as we've said before, Francis, Romans is a book with much doctrine and many high truths, but this is extremely practical fellowship today. Let's join Witness Lee from 1969.
We have been made to see so clearly that the gospel of God is the gospel of the sonship. And we know this means that God's intention is to produce, to get many sons.
Amen.
Tell the gospel.
Amen.
Not like the Christianity talking about the gospel. That is just for the sinners to be saved. But now we have been made to see that the gospel of God is to produce many sons of God. And we have seen also the way for God to produce many sins is by the economy of the three persons of the Godhead. The Father as the source is in the Son as the cause, and the Son as the embodiment of the Father is now in the flow of the Spirit. And this Spirit is just the current of the triune God.
Amen.
Like the current of electricity. And we know if we are going to apply electricity, we do need the current. Without the current, there's no possibility for us to apply to enjoy electricity. So the current of electricity is for the application.
Amen.
And we know the current of electricity is just electricity itself, emotion. So the Spirit of the triune God It's just God himself in motion. Now you understand it. The Spirit of God is for the application. Without the Spirit at the current, at the flow, there's no way for us to apply God to us. God is so rich, and all his riches are for us. Yet, there is the need of the Spirit at the current for us to apply all what God is to ourselves. You may say, this is the current, the flow. You may also say, this is the ointment. The flowing of the current is the anointing of the ointment. The anointing of the ointment is simply the flow of the current. Now, what God is, and what God has accomplished, and what God has obtained, and what God has attained, all in all is now just in this current. All in all is now just in this ointment.
Amen.
And this ointment has been anointed into our spirit.
Amen.
Within our spirit, we do have this current. We do have this ointment. Not only the ointment, but the anointing of the ointment.
Amen.
Not only the current, but the flowing of the flow.
Amen.
The flowing of the current. The moving thing. Something all the time is moving within us. Something all the time is anointing within us. We know this something too wonderful.
Amen.
It's too wonderful. Within this something, you have divinity. You have the divine essence of God being. And you have the humanity. And then you have the human life, human living. And you have the all-inclusive death with its power, sweetness. And you have the resurrection, the life of resurrection, and the power of resurrection with its fragrance. And you have the ascension. And you have the enthronement, even the headship, the lordship, the authority, and the kingdom. All these are in these dose, in this all-inclusive dose, in this all-inclusive ointment, in this all-inclusive current. And how we sang that this current is now within us flow. And this ointment is now within our spirit. Anointed.
Francis, the Trinity is a basic foundational item of our Christian faith, and we all believe in God being uniquely three and essentially one. But to see how, as the Spirit flowing out, God is able to reach us with all that he is truly marvelous. Take a moment, if you would, and develop this picture of the flow of electrical current as a type of the triune God being applied to us.
When we talk about electricity, we realize that there's an electrical plant somewhere nearby. And there's also the flowing or the moving of that electricity through a transformer and actually even carried into our homes as a current. But these are not three electricities. This is only one electricity. In one aspect, it's in the power plant. In another aspect, it's embodied in a transformer. And a further aspect, it reaches our homes as the current. God is the same. God the Father is the plant, the source. God the Son is the transformer, or the embodiment of God the Father. And the flowing of the Spirit is really the current of God's heavenly electricity into us. So I believe for some time, even since this message was given many years ago, I've been very much impressed with how marvelous electricity is to illustrate the triune God and his flowing into us to be our life supply and be everything to us. For example, if you touch electricity direct without it going through a transformer, it will kill you. The same, we've been told and we have seen that God is untouchable until he becomes the sun and becomes the current of heavenly electricity flowing into us. It's marvelous to see that the triune God is one God flowing in these three aspects to be life to us in every way.
Well, Francis, I feel as you do. I feel that not only is this a marvelous picture for our understanding, but there's an application here that makes touching God a very real and practical aspect of our Christian life, probably the significant aspect. We may have our houses wired and all the fixtures and all the appliances, but until we actually get this flowing current into it, all of that really doesn't mean that much, does it?
Yeah, if you're real cold, you just switch on the heater, and electricity does the work for you to warm you up. If you're hot, switch on the air conditioner. These appliances are just a good picture of how Christ, as the flowing spirit into our spirit, is everything to us.
Thank you, Francis. Let's go back for more of this very wonderful fellowship from the book of Romans. Here's Witness Lee.
These are the best illustration. We are the real building. And the heavenly electricity, which is the triune God in this economy of the three persons, have been really installed into us. It has been installed. And we know where the switch. That is the human spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Paul says, I serve God in my spirit. Not here in the mind. Not here in the ears. But here in the spirit.
Amen.
I serve God in my spirit.
Amen.
Oh, thank the Lord that my spirit is within me. I do have a spirit within me that's called my spirit. In all my life, nearly never heard a person saying, I do this with my spirit.
Right.
I never heard such a thing. But people always talk, my eyes, my nose, my mouth, my hand, my mind, my this, my that, my everything. But no, my spirit. But here you have a man saying, I serve God in my spirit.
Amen.
Isn't this quite strange? The tone is quite strange. My spirit. You see, I tell you this one thing solves all the problems. And this one answer meets all the needs. We have seen what is the gospel. And we have seen what the way God takes to realize the gospel, to produce the sins. And we have seen, all what God is, all what God has accomplished, all what he has attained, all in all is now just in this all-inclusive spirit. And this all-inclusive one has been installed into my spirit.
Francis, we've been looking at so many lofty truths in Romans, and now we have really turned the corner into a very practical application. And the key to the application of the triune God to us is our spirit. The human spirit is really the switch for this heavenly electricity, isn't it?
Yes, Chris, our regenerated human spirit is really the switch. But sorry to say, this is a fact, a very practical fact that's been very much neglected and lacking in today's Christian teaching. We have to realize man is a tripartite being, that we have a spirit and a soul and a body. With our body, we can exercise the five senses we have to touch the physical world. And with our soul, we can exercise our mind, we can use our emotions, we can use our will, and can contact psychological matters. With the spirit, we can contact God with our spirit. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truthfulness. So to not know how to use our spirit is a great shortage in Christian experience. Otherwise, we will just try to use our natural mind, our natural way, our natural feelings, which do not work. It's like trying to use your nose to hear or your mouth to see. You have to use the right organ. God has given us a spirit, and He brought life into our spirit, and now we have to learn to live by our spirit, to worship by our spirit, and to do everything by using and exercising this deepest part of our being, which has been made life because of our regeneration. So this organ is so important, and the switch is so simple. To really turn on this switch is just to call, "Oh, Lord Jesus." By that simple call from deep within, you can exercise the spirit, or the switch, that causes our spirit to have life and to be one with God.
Francis, thank you. Let's go back to Witness Lee for the conclusion of our life study.
Let me tell you, I learned this thing in a very hard way. I learned this thing with more than 40 years. I was taught so much. Oh, I was taught so much. This is why I'm so strong in saying we don't need the teachings. I don't care who or whom I will offend. I know what I'm speaking. Right away after I got saved, as I loved the word so much, so I was attracted to a group, day by day talking about the Bible. I appreciated so much, so I stayed with them, day by day. I was sitting under their feet over 7 years. But until one day, while I was walking, the spirit within me stirred up a problem, asking me, "Look at yourself. You have got so many teachings, but look how dead you are, and how unfruitful you are. With 7 years, you had never brought one person to the Lord. Yet you got so much knowledge." I tell you, that was on the street. My heart was really broken. I said to the Lord, "Lord, be merciful to me. There must be something wrong with me." Then the next day, early in the morning, I went to the little mountain, which was very close to my home that time. After I got there on the top, I just cried to the Lord, "Lord, be merciful to me. I don't know how to pray, Lord. I'm so dead." That was in 1931. The Lord was so merciful to me. He was keeping me all the time in such a seeking condition. I was praying day by day. I would say even crying every morning for over half a year. Then something happened. Make this story short. That the Lord brought this man, Brother Watchman, to my town, to my city. That was really something of the Lord. That was the turning point. Oh, my eyes were open. It is not a matter of knowledge. It is a matter absolutely of life.
Amen.
It is not a matter of the doctrines. It is a matter absolutely of the spirit.
Amen.
But, you know, all the doctrine, the teaching, all the knowledge got into your blood already. It's really hard to get rid of. It took more than 20 years for me to get rid of all those dead teachings, dead knowledge, good, fundamental, scriptural, yet dead, just dead. I tell you, I realize the snare is still here. This is the background for me to say something here tonight. I tell you, brother, from my hard learning, the learnings of so much sufferings, I can tell you tonight what we need all together is just the cutting with
the living spirit.
Amen.
He faces all what we need. All what he is. All what he has accomplished. All what he has finished. He has done. He has obtained and attained. All you know today is in this all-inclusive spirit.
Amen.
The death, the resurrection, the power, the life, the guidance, the light, the leading, the love, the humility, everything, I tell you, is in this all-inclusive spirit.
Amen.
And he's not too far from you.
Amen.
He's so nigh to you.
Amen.
And she's even within your spirit.
Amen.
Francis, we had a very touching and personal testimony from Witness Lee regarding how the Lord led him out of the realm of just Bible knowledge and into the realm of the experience of the divine life. Francis, I have a hunch that you probably have a similar testimony of your own.
Well, I was really also touched with Brother Lee's testimony about his experience. Having known him for so many years, I realized that he was a very serious person. He was very thoughtful. And when he became a Christian, he loved the Bible. And as he told us, it took a long time for him to realize that Bible knowledge doesn't really do everything. And I somewhat have had a similar kind of experience on a lesser degree. After I came to know the Lord in a very experiential way when I was 19 years old, at that stage in my life, I had a genuine turn to the Lord and began to love the Bible. My desire was to know the Bible better and better. And in my seeking, I was brought into contact with a group of people whose teaching was much the same as the teaching Brother Lee mentioned. They were doctrinally correct, but it left me shallow and not able to live a consistent Christian life that I wanted to live, or to bring others to know Christ in this kind of thorough way. So after 20 years of my Christian life, hungering for something more in my life, I became acquainted with the writings of Watchman Nee and later personal contact with Witness Lee. It was from that point that I began to see that I had a spirit. I think this was the greatest discovery in my whole Christian life, to realize that in my being there was a human spirit that was one with God, the Spirit. So I could then experience him in a more consistent way, to take in the Word as the Spirit and life, and learn to help others to know the Lord as life. So I'm still learning, and to find out that all my needs are met in this all-inclusive Spirit who is now mingled with my spirit. Hallelujah. This wonderful Spirit has been installed in my spirit and is joined to my spirit so that His Spirit and my spirit are one spirit. So when I exercise my spirit now, I can enjoy the riches of Christ. I love to tell others that I have a spirit and that the triune God is flowing as the Spirit of life and wants to get into the spirit of all who will call upon His name and be everything to them.
Francis, this item of the parts of man, and specifically the human spirit being the key, really, in our experience of the Lord, was a hallmark of Watchman Nee's writings, and it very much is at the center of the ministry of Witness Lee. We're very grateful before the Lord that we have the opportunity to present this to His people, and we very much encourage you, investigate these matters for yourself, both to back them up scripturally in the references that are provided, and then also to practically put this into use and see for yourself how your experience of the Lord is enriched and enhanced by these very marvelous pictures and practical illustrations that we have in this ministry. Thank you for your personal testimony today and your fellowship, Francis. I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you for listening today.